With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, February 3rd, 2024. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello. How you doing, Andy?
Very well, thanks. G-Man, how are you?
Pretty good. Damn good.
Pretty good. We didn't have a great week last week, did we?
No, it was shite. There was a lot of bad things that happened, but we get to cover them.
Yeah, we'll roll on to that. It was, of course, Dave Greenfield that was our co-host last week. Having a switch up this week, and we have Mr. Jerome Else with us today. Hey, Jerome, how you doing?
Evening. Yeah, I'm good. Just finished work, ready to roll.
Excellent. So yeah, I will say we are recording this on Wednesday evening. So there are games on the go right now. Jerome and I both needing a Phil Foden shot on target in that Man City Burnley game. They're 2-0 up at halftime. The rest of the super boost has come in. So Gordon, if we...
So I'll be keeping abreast of it. I'll keep everyone abreast of the current Phil Foden shot on target tally. Currently zero. But it is halftime. He's in. He's fucking... Pep's going right through him. It's like, you absolute shite bag, out there and land this super boost for the rest of the boys.
Exactly.
So I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, no, that's great. So we'll run through last week's results as always. Obviously, Jerome didn't contribute to last week's disaster. So you're off the hook, Jerome.
But I had a personal disaster, so I feel the pain.
It was a difficult week all around last week. I'm going to pick a winner. Group, you know, one of these last man standing things, and yeah. I managed to pick a team I'd already backed earlier on, so that was voided, and I had to repick another one. It turned out I picked two losers in the 1 week. It's incredible.
Jesus,
Blackpool and Crew, just tremendous. Anyway, let's recap last week. Let's do it quickly so that we can get on to having a much better week ahead. So I got us off to a terrible start. My banker lost, which is just not what you need at all. They didn't actually lose. They drew, but obviously I backed Spartans to win at home to Clyde. And the game finished 1-1. Dreadful.
I was in the Scottish Premier League. I had Rangers away at St Mirren. They did the business for me, but won 1-0, which I wasn't expecting. I expected them to be winning by more than that. They also probably should have been 1-1, but I thank you. I thank the Scottish refereeing contingent for being involved in all of this, and I'm glad that Rangers have paid for this. So it was a good win for me, but one that it was nice for one of our close runs to come in this week. So
yeah, because Dave's banker lost as well. Because do you want to guess what the scoreline finished in Blackpool Charlton when he'd backed Blackpool?
I'm going to guess 0-0.
Just 1-1. It was 1-1. Everything's 1-1. Just fair. Horrible. So a very, very bad week. We're usually spot on when it comes to getting the banker bets in, and we just weren't at the races last weekend. So apologies for that. On to the value picks. It didn't get any better for me. I'd taken Crewe at home to Salford. They went behind early. They then came back in the first half to go into the break 2-1 up. Everything's rosy. All looks good. Salford equalised 10 minutes into the second half and then won the game 5 minutes from time. So Crew did not win. Crew got beat. My value lost.
Fuck Salford. We all hate Salford here for various reasons. But, you know, in this one, they've done us twice in the value slot. So my value wasn't much better. One of my blips this week. This with Osnabrück versus Paderborn. Really fancy Paderborn away from home, considering Osnabrück had taken 9 points all season. What you don't want to do with a team that needs points is go down to 10 men after 17 minutes, which Paderborn did. The game actually ran out 0-0. They had a lot of chances to win this game. But, you know, when you're down to 10 men, you spend the entire time just trying to get counters off. So
yeah,
really disappointed in that. But especially because I was talking to my house over, I think, in the group, and he was like, Paderborn, just their man sent off. And I was like, well, they've still got a chance, but they were hemmed in. They only had counters. By 80 minutes, you're knackered. So it's really tough. But yeah, no value win for me.
Difficult. And there was no value win for Dave either, who had Walsall to beat Sutton. Didn't come in. Running theme here. The game ended 1-1.
Should have just backed him with 12-1 each. This would have been great.
And again, I think Walsall
took the lead. Such an early
there.
Goal as well. Such an early goal, yeah. Sutton. And then instantly, in the first 10 minutes, I feel like it's not my day today. Yeah. Like, I feel it.
Yeah. Exactly. It was definitely one of those weeks. The outsider, okay. Now things start to change a wee bit for me. I did not get my outsider in. I took a draw in Raith Rovers versus Inverness Caledonian Thistle, because Raith were heavy favourites for this, odds on to win. And I didn't think they'd win, so I backed the draw. I should have been bolder. Inverness won this game 3-2 away from home, so I was right in my thinking and in my write-up. But obviously I selected the draw as opposed to an away from home win here. And the draw was 11-4, and an Inverness win was even bigger. So didn't fancy Raith, got that bit right, didn't get the draw I was looking for. The game ended 3-2 to Inverness.
It's a shame, because you'd probably, double chance wise, you'd have snuck around the just maybe just under 2-1, like 19-10 for that game. But if you were on the right side of it. A real man picks real draws if draws happen. Alcocon versus Zaragoza. 0-0. Fuck all happened as planned. Alcocon don't do anything. They just draw games. They're one of the best teams with the best record in the Liga 2. And it's like 11 points from the last, I think it's 11 points in the last five games. And they either get 0-0 or 1-0. Nothing else happens in the games. So, 2-1. I should have drawn 2-1. Yeah. So, tied it in for me.
Yeah, love it. Another 0-0, G-man. You're just able to find them. It's tremendous. Dave's outsider was, he fancied Stoke to win away at Sunderland. Nah, Sunderland won the game 3-1. Not Dave's week, and not my week either. Although, I did get a good result in the charity section. So obviously, £10 of our own money goes in a treble every week, and a pick from each of the three hosts on the show. Mine was Morton to win at home against Arbroath. Arbroath went down to 10 men in the opening half hour, and then Morton just comfortably ran out 3-0 winners. So that was a good result for me in the charity slot at 8-11.
Absolutely awful result for me in the charity slot. I'd taken Parma away from home, top of the league, playing against 8th place Modena. Medina won this game 3-0.
Wine beats Ham.
Wine beats Ham this time.
You know this.
Those wine boys. They were 2-0 up at halftime and scored just after the second half as well. There was no chance of Parma winning this game. After what, like, if you look at the stats of the whole thing, like, expected goals for the team were 0.6 to 0.5. And the fuck deal is 3-0?
Yeah, mad.
So I'll be back in the charity this week. That was the only really disappointing result in the map picks, but that was truly against it. So no charity for me, and I'll be back in it.
Yep. If Dave was around to back it, he probably should. West Brom versus Wolves, both teams to score equal. Yes. Finished 2-0. 2-0 Wolves. So both teams to score equal. No. Not Dave's best week, which is a shame. I had a poor week as well. And it was just so different to the week before, where we had a really good week. Such
Man
as
Man City have scored.
Is it Foden?
It's Rodri.
Well, that's
who,
not you.
Who assisted him?
I'm trying to find it. It hasn't popped up yet. We're still, I mean, I'm hoping that, so there's been subs at halftime.
I'm hoping it's De Bruyne.
I mean, De Bruyne has one assist so far already.
Yeah. I had a bet, one in both halves.
You had one in both halves? Right, okay. We'll wait till Rodri. If Rodri scores, it's generally a corner.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll wait. We'll find out. This is the kind of live podcast experience y'all are so excited about. What's happened in a game that's finished 3 days ago?
Aye. Yeah, exactly.
Phil Foden assist. Sorry, gents. It was a Phil Foden assist.
Don't need an assist. I need a shot on target.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, Phil. Sort it
right.
out.
Sort it out. Anyway. So let's fire through then. Shite week last week, better week this week.
Better week this week. humming up. We have a Facebook group. Now's a good time to mention it. Just search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook and sign up to join the group. Get involved in the chat. We've got over 300 members all talking about what they liked for the weekend, which of the picks they liked from the show, which ones they didn't, and their own bets across all sorts of sports. So not just football. It's really, really interesting group.
Horse racing.
Yeah. Oh, Dave's horse racing.
Fucking hell. Five of seven,
which is, and these weren't like all odds on. They were, nope. They were decent.
One of his two losers, one of three, the John Bunn.
John Bunn didn't win, but his jumping was suspect, slightly suspect. If he could get his jumping sorted, that result is reversed. Interesting to see what happens actually at Cheltenham now. Obviously, these are Cheltenham trials, so we'll see March 11th. Cheltenham Festival starts on March 12th. And we do talk about the horse racing. There'll be Cheltenham specific shows coming up, but that'll be only for our Patreon members. So if you fancy that, just go to tramplebet.com and you'll find a link to the Patreon app and to sign up to be a member of the Trample Bet Club. It's £6 a month. You get extra stuff. You get the extra content shows about golf, about horse racing. You get this podcast as a video podcast as soon as we finish filming it. So you'll get it Wednesday night instead of having to wait for the spruced up, polished version that Gary Black edits and produces, which everyone listens to on Spotify. And you also get the cheat sheet, all the picks written down. That's the best bit about it. So you don't need to remember which one of the show's picks or which few of the show's picks you like for the weekend ahead. So tramplebet.com, have a wee look at Patreon. We are about to go, for Patreon members, to the midsection where we talk about other sports and talk about picks we like that didn't make the show. Everyone else in the normal podcast channel, you'll get a small advert. So enjoy the ad break and we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, February 3rd, 2024. Same script as always, banker picks from each of us, value picks from each of us, outsider picks from each of us. And then we end the show with a pick each for a charity treble, £10 of our own money, £10 of Gordon's money this week.
My money.
On the treble, and all the returns, should we get any, will be donated to charity, and Gordo will announce it on next week's show. Okay, bankers, here we go. I'm very close to home. I'm staying in Scotland. Saturday, 12:30 for Aberdeen versus Celtic. Celtic are absolutely flying right now. They're top of the league with 57 points from 23 games. They've scored 54. They've only conceded 15 goals. They're top of the league's five-game form table. They have a perfect 5 wins out of 5 for 15 points in their last 5 matches, scoring 11 times and conceding just the once. Aberdeen are 8th in the table. They've 24 points from 21 matches, scoring 24, but alarmingly for them, conceding 33 goals. Their form is also poor. They've just taken 5 points from the last 5 matches, and that's a situation so bad that today they've sacked their manager, Barry Robson, so they are now managerless. Historically, Celtic just beat Aberdeen. The last 5 times the side have met, they've all been Celtic wins. 0-1. So that was an away win. Yeah. 4-0, 5-0, 1-3, and most recently 6-0. Like, Aberdeen just get battered by Celtic. Same as Dundee United. I don't know what that is. Like, we can put in good performances against Rangers, but for some reason, just roll over and die when Celtic come to town or when you have to go to Parkhead. Celtic have won the last 9 times the sides have played each other. The last 20 times have been 17 Celtic wins and 3 draws. Aberdeen not Jesus. With a sniff. I don't see any sort of new manager bounce here. It'll be a caretaker that you know, they won't get someone new in before the weekend. So there's it's a team in disarray. I don't think anyone's going to fix that in a couple of days. I'll just see a Celtic team doing what they do every time they play Aberdeen, and that's beat them. So 4-9, I think, is really good price, just under 1-2.
Your only thing that may make that more difficult is if Aberdeen convince Mourinho to take over to try and better Alex Ferguson's record of getting them a European Cup. Like, just come along and then they can answer the question of, like, who was a better manager overall in the Premier League era. But yeah, I think that's a great shout. Aberdeen are fucking honking. So, speaking of other teams that are fucking honking, Darmstadt, terrible. Worst team in the Bundesliga currently. And that's backed up by statistics. You know, they've taken 11 points from their 19 games. Who would you like not to play? I would say top of the league, Leverkusen. And that's who they're playing this weekend. Leverkusen are playing away at Darmstadt. You'll get them at 1-3 to beat Darmstadt in here. I won't dwell on it too much, but Leverkusen haven't lost a game since pre-season away from home. They've had 2 draws and 13 wins. Those 2 draws came at Stuttgart and Bayern. They're going to beat Darmstadt 1-3. So, there's little to talk about with my pick, truly. So, I'll pass to Jerome, who's had to do a bit of a reshuffle because he was being bold, but I know he's on a double chance. So, Jerome, tell us about your double chance.
So, my double chance banker this week is going to be Blackburn at home against QPR, not to lose. And QPR, obviously, Blackburn have been in bad form, but good form at home. And QPR are terrible away from home. 2 wins in the last 17. So obviously Blackburn have beat Wrexham in the cup, they haven't won at home for in a while. It's double chance. So, and that, yeah, I like it. QPR is terrible. I like it as well.
I tried to take this as my value pick, not realizing that you'd already claimed Blackburn in your banker slot. So I like the pick. I think Blackburn will win this game. I think they look really good to do it as well. But the double chance gets it to those banker odds of 1-4. And I can't, like you, Jerome, I cannot see QPR winning this match. Can't see Blackburn losing at home to QPR. So I like it. So that means the banker picks this week: a win for Celtic away at Aberdeen, a win for Bayer Leverkusen away at Darmstadt, and Blackburn or draw in their home game against QPR. The treble shakes out at 1.34-1. So we're well over even money for the banker treble this week. Okay, on to the value picks then. And this is where we look for something that we think has a better chance of coming in than the price suggests, or the price the bookies have priced them up at. And we see that there's a lot of value in the pick. Tend to be around the even money mark. Mine is better than that this week. I'm staying in Scotland in the Premiership again, Saturday 3 p.m. kickoff time for Dundee versus Hearts. And the away win for Hearts is 5-4 currently, which I think is a great price. Hearts are third placed, 42 points from 23 games, and they travel to sixth place Dundee, who have 26 points from 21 games. Hearts are in form at the moment. They've taken 13 points from their last 5 matches. So obviously that's unbeaten. That's 4 wins and a draw. Scoring 10 goals, conceding 5. Dundee have 5 points from their last 5 games, scoring 9, but conceding 10. So they're pretty leaky. They're conceding more goals than they score. Hearts have taken a very respectable 21 points from 11 away games this season. That's a really good record away from home. And Dundee, despite being 6th overall, so it's a 12-team league, are actually 10th in the 12-team league when you only consider home games. So they perform better away as well. They're not picking up as many points.
You've been to Dens Park. You know, you understand why they wouldn't want to be there. So
no one wants to be there. But yeah. For listeners that are new to the podcast, I'm a Dundee United season ticket holder. So while I don't like to let my bias creep in to things like this, you know, you've got to have a dig at your local rivals now and again, especially if someone tease it up like that. But the point is, they've only taken 12 points from 9 home matches. And if you're 6th in the table, you would expect that record to be a lot better. The sides met really recently in the league because of like fixture congestion and rearranged games and stuff. They played each other in January the 23rd. So, like,
a week ago.
Basically. Yeah, a week and basically a week and a bit ago. Hearts ran out 3-2 winners, but they were 2-0 down at halftime. So Dundee went in 2-0 up at halftime. Hearts scored three goals in a dominant second half. They even missed a penalty. Turns out they didn't need it because they won 3-2. I fancy them to win this as well. And 5-4. I'd be taking this at evens. I'd probably be taking this at Hearts when it like 19-20 and thinking it was still good. So 5-4 is tremendous.
Good, Matt. Okay, well, I'll take us to slightly warmer climes for my game. This is in the Spanish La Liga. This is a 1 o'clock kickoff. All my games are Saturday. And I'll be taking Valencia to Almeria in my value pick here. Why Valencia? Well, they're 7-11 and they're playing against an Almeria team who are, bit of the running theme here, pretty honking. They are the worst team in La Liga by 5 points, which is considerably quite impressive considering they're in 20th and the team that are in 19th have 11. Like, they are really poor. They've played 22 games and taken 6 points. Like, they're getting relegated. They're heading down. Valencia, it's more of a bit against Almeria, but Valencia's home form's been pretty decent. Beating Bilbao, losing to Vigo, beating Villarreal, drawing with Barcelona, and drawing with Vigo in the cup before that. But they've got a history of beating teams towards the bottom of the league. Granada in there, Cadiz in there. Atletico Madrid, they beat just at the end of 2023. They're a good side. They've played against an Almeria team that's picked up 6 points all season. They've actually lost 7 games in a row away from home. They're not very good. Valencia are 7-11. My picks will not come with much explanation this week because
Do you not fancy that as a banker? 13-20.
I mean, no, not really.
Even though Almeria
are so bad, I've got a banker. They're 1-3. This at 7-11. I can make it a charity pick, but
I'm not having a go at the section. I'm just saying, like, you know, how confident are you? I'd be very confident here.
I'm very confident, yeah. I came out of a value and charity last week that were 0-0 with a red card and a 3-0 home win for a team.
Consolidate your position.
That's what I'm doing this time. So, Joe, what you got for your value?
So again, I had to change this one. So this is Leighton Orient at home to Carlisle. Leighton Orient, well, let's start with Carlisle. They have won one away from home in their last 18.
One in 18.
And in that league, they're bottom of the away table. 14 games, they've won. They've scored 10 goals, conceded 25 with 6 points. And Leighton Orient are 10th in the league, 30 goals. So we like them. We like them.
I think it's a good pick. Andy tried to get this as a pick. So
tried to get this as a pick as well. Had that as my value pick when I found out that Jerome had already picked Blackburn. And then, of course, he's already picked Leighton Orient. So, yeah, I love the pick.
We're backing in sync.
Against Carlisle is a good thing to do as well just now. They're really struggling. Jerome, I love the pick. Tried to have it for myself.
It's an area where not many footballers will want to play, is it?
Way up the north, like almost near the border.
Yeah, and not Scotland. Like, you're not in Scotland, so they're just shit, but close to be just now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Ross County. They're not far away.
You're not in Scotland though, so you're still gonna have to play games like south of London.
Against Plymouth.
Horrible way that is. Like, lots to travelling, like, yeah. Yeah. No, I understand.
Great pick.
Okay, so they're the value picks. That's a win for Hearts away at Dundee, a win for Valencia at home to Almeria, and a win for Leighton Orient at home to Carlisle. The treble, if you fancy combining them all, is 5.18-1. Okay, on to the outsiders now, and that's where we get the really big odds. We try and find something that we like the look of, we think has a good chance of winning, but the bookies have priced up as an underdog, and the prices reflect that. I am Saturday 3 p.m. good traditional UK kickoff time for the League Two game in England between Gillingham and Walsall. So this is 10th place Gillingham. They have my notes say 4 points from 28 games. That's not true. I believe it's 42 points from 28 games. I've clearly deleted a number there. Scoring 25 and conceding 34. They host 13th place Walsall. They're on 37 points, but they've played a game less, 27 games. Scoring 41, so way more goals, considering Gillingham have only scored 25. But they've also conceded 40. So goals galore.
Quite a lot of goals, that.
They've got a plus one goal difference, okay? But they are still three places behind Gillingham, who actually have a minus nine goal difference. So interesting the way that the teams play and what they prioritise. Form-wise, the teams are both doing pretty well just now. They've both taken 10 points from the last five matches, so both in good form. And similar to their overall league, the league story, Gillingham have managed to get those 10 points by scoring six and conceding four goals, whereas Walsall have scored more than double that, 13 goals, and only conceded six. So are they fixing that leak at the back there? Don't know, but they're still certainly banging them in. I really like the head-to-head record here. It really favours Walsall. They beat Gillingham 4-1 already this season, and going back to 2018, the sides have met six times, resulting in four Walsall wins and two draws. The price for a Walsall win here is 5-2, and the way they've been scoring lately, I think they've got a good chance of winning this match. I'm not going to dick about with a draw again. I should have just gone for Inverness last week away at Raith, so I'm just going for Walsall. I think they've got a good chance of winning the game away at Gillingham, and 5-2 is a big enough price to go for it.
Well, someone's going to have to dick about with draws.
About with them. You pick winning draws.
I do pick winning draws, and I've got an interest in winning draw this. I didn't even stay in the Spanish second division. It's the Spanish first division this week. The Madrid derby, so Real versus Atletico. I really fancy a draw in this game because it's historically what happens. So they've played the last five times these teams have played have been four draws and one Atletico Madrid win in here. If you look back 10 games, it's up to seven. It's a fixture that lends itself to draws. Atletico have been all right recently. They're pretty close to each other in the league. Real Madrid on in second, Atletico Madrid in fourth. Real Madrid are obviously chasing Girona. Atletico Madrid make it very hard for them to get results against them. You know, they're a really compact team. They're a team of absolute cunts. But that's fine. You know, I'm
managed
happy.
By one as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Chief in there as well. But yeah, I look at this game and I think Real, they'll struggle. And they always do. They'll probably get a draw out of it. They've been conceding a lot of goals recently as well. They conceded two goals to Almeria, who I've already covered. I've got 6 points from their games this season. They were 2-0 down in 43 minutes, came back and won it 3-2. But they were 1-0 down to Las Palmas as well and took an 84th minute goal to come back and do that there. Atletico Madrid are a different calibre and they can sit in. I see them doing this. You'll get a draw in this game at 11-4. So I think it's a good price. Shop about a bit. The prices are varying, 16-5, 3-1, different bookmakers at the moment. But I just see this being a tougher game than the bookies think it'll be for Real. So draw in Real versus Atletico, Sunday, 8:00. Jerome, where are you for outsiders?
Germany, Bundesliga.
Good man.
Saturday, 2:30. So it's Freiburg to beat Stuttgart at home. In the last head-to-heads, the last three, Freiburg have won. And Stuttgart have only won one in their last six away games. So I don't understand why the odds are so good for Freiburg. I feel like they score a lot of goals again. That's always my favourite in a bet. If a team scores, you've always got a chance. That's the way I look at it. And mm-hmm. with early payout, I feel like they can get it done.
Thanks, Ben.
Like
I'll give you a slight update. There has been no Foden shot on target as of yet, but Haaland is on for De Bruyne. So that might shift things around a bit for you, gentlemen.
That's killed me there.
Well, yeah, it has killed you there. But to be fair, you know, Kevin De Bruyne, he did have three shots. None on target. But yeah, so Foden, still good time.
Okay. There we go. There's the outsiders this week then. A win for Wolves all the way at Gillingham. A draw between Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid. And a win for SC Freiburg at home to Stuttgart. If you were to combine them all together, I usually take them as a Trixie, so I only need 2 out of 3 to come in to get a good return. But the straight-up treble would be 39.68 to 1. Almost 40. Jeez.
It's
nice, big nice big prices. Okay, the small matter now of the charity treble. We've already hit one this year. Let's make it 2. Let's hit again in February. I am hoping to get this week's charity bet off to a great start because I am picking the Friday night English Championship game between Bristol City and Leeds and backing a Leeds win at 4-6. Bristol City are winless in their last 5 league games. They've drawn 3 of them, lost 2 of them. Leeds are in 4th place in the table. They're now only 2 points off an automatic promotion place, and their form in 2024 has been great so far. They've played 4 games in January and they've won them all, so they're 100% for league games played in 2024, and I fancy them to win this one as well. Head to head, Leeds have won 14 of the last 17 times the sides have played each other. There's been 2 draws and only 1 Bristol City win in there. I really like Leeds here. I expect them to win in front of the TV cameras, and I'm going to enjoy watching this game. Hopefully get an early payout in it as well. So Leeds United, there you go. There's leg 1 of the charity treble.
I mean, it's good to hear about leg 1 being a Friday night. I love a Friday night game, but, you know, I have history with fucking charity bets on Friday night, so I generally stay to Saturday now. Okay, my game is on Saturday. It's at 8 p.m. My charity bet is Tenerife at home to Andorra, which is interesting because it's an island versus a place of that's not even in Spain. So they're 2 separate. One's an enclave, and one's an island. So yeah, let's talk about the game. Andorra have been rubbish of recent. They are second bottom of La Liga 2. They are 23 points from 24 games. They play against Tenerife, who have taken 32 points from 24 games. Andorra are the worst form team in the league, taking 1 point from the last 5 games. Tenerife at home are 12th, so they're not exactly lighting the world on fire. But Andorra are the second worst away team in the league. They've taken 6 points from their 12 games. Interestingly, Andorra basically play an entire team of players that they're trying to sell later on. So they're all like, the oldest player in their team's their keeper at 30 and their left back's 27, but everyone else is under 24. It's like a whole team of like players on loan from Osasuna, players like that have been kind of played into the game. They play against Tenerife team that's full of guys that you're like, oh, he played for Sevilla 3 years ago, or like, oh, he was Osasuna's starting right back. Like, they're all about 35 plus. I think experience, you know, beats youth in this one here. It's a long way to travel. To be fair, I wouldn't mind going to Tenerife. Andorra, that they haven't been great. You know, they've taken 2, they've taken not that many points. I was going to say they've taken 5 points, but they hadn't. Their win against Lausanne was a Christmas friendly they played against a Swiss team. I expect Tenerife to win this game. You'll get them at 6-7 to do so.
So pretty good price as well, G-Man. Anytime I see Andorra as well, I always think of the Andorians from Star Trek, those blue fuckers with the antennas.
I don't believe any of them are playing for the Andorra national team.
I don't know. We don't know. Do we know for sure?
I mean, I haven't checked.
They don't strike me as being particularly good at football.
They're not particularly that great. But yeah, so I'll move on to Jerome here. Jerome, charity-wise, how do you round out the weekend for us?
Well, I'll be at this game, so it gives me a bit of added, as Joey would say, some spice.
Some spice.
It's a both teams to score. Brighton against Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
But at time of recording, we're not sure, but Eze and Elise, if they play, there's definitely a goal in us, and Brighton are good at home scoring goals. So I don't see how this doesn't come in. If they're starting 100%, we always draw. So maybe, yeah.
But you nearly did go full joy there. Are both teams to score in a draw and like in a section there? You were really heading towards
my brain
that.
Was just every Brighton Palace game is always a draw. It's always a draw. there's goals. There's goals in this fixture. It is, and I'll go even deeper. It's normally 1-1.
There we go. We had too many 1-1s last week when we didn't want them. So it'd be nice to see one when we do want it, and bring the charity bet in. So that's the charity treble this week of a win for Leeds away at Bristol City, a win for Tenerife at home to FC Andorra, and both teams to score in the English Premier League game between Brighton and Crystal Palace. £10 on that right now at Bet365 would get you back £56.15. So hopefully we will be announcing that to a charity of Gordon's choosing next week.
I shall be.
Yeah, that's the picks from this week's show. Anything to add, gentlemen, before we wrap it up?
Yes, Phil Foden has been sucked.
Oh, what?
Oh.
Is that just a joke?
No, he has. Jack Grealish just came on.
Oh, what?
We have a trample bet group. Obviously, we're all the hosts are in just now, and it's just Chris Kelly and Joey just going back and forth saying that he's a fucking wank. So, disappointed for you there, gents. But I had to inform.
I also see that I've got a bet on Lyle Foster to score anytime because I saw Dave mention it in the Facebook group. I see that's been settled and there's a big X next to it. So I assume he's been subbed as well.
Yeah, he came off in the 59th minute, yeah.
Great. That's my interest in that game done then with, 20 minutes still to go. Fucker.
I've got one left on now, I think.
Can I ask, is it Christian Romero to get booed?
No, it's not. It is Cole Palmer now for a goal. If Cole Palmer scores,
yeah,
£150.
Well, we'll see if Cole Palmer does. I'm waiting on Christian Romero to get booked and Ivan Toney to get booked.
Ivan Toney got booked.
No, he's not been booked yet. He scored.
He scored.
Yes, I was looking because I also had Connor Bradley in the Liverpool game to get booked, who scored his first ever Liverpool goal. So congratulations, Connor. That's class for you, mate, but you can at least have taken your shirt off. Like, come on.
Got a wee booking for the boys.
Got a wee booking. But yeah.
Did you see the one online where he, in the African Cup of Nations, he'd scored and the guy had a score and a shirt. He did the goal, celebrate, took off the shirt, didn't get booked, and it's for £1,500. Have you seen that?
No, I didn't. That would drive me mental.
Didn't book him.
Yeah. I'd be furious if that was me.
And the ref is right there next to him, looking at him. Oh.
Yeah. So I've put that short back on, son. Oh, that sucks. But yeah. So anyway, gents, that's been a pretty concise show.
There we go. And that's how we end it. We end it on a sad note with Phil Foden not getting his shot on target. But that's okay. The weekend ahead is going to be better. And we've got a good show there. Do join us on Facebook, search Trample Bet Podcast. Join us on Patreon if you want to give something back to the show. We really appreciate it. £6 a month and you get a whole host of good stuff. The cheat sheet being one of the best things. So you can just go on the Patreon app and see all the picks for the week written down. Gordo, Jerome, real pleasure to chat with you tonight, gents.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, as always. Good luck with your betting this weekend. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black. Part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.